Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You can't spell IGN UK without I, Simon Cardy, or you, Dale Driver.
Hello, I'm Dale Driver. Where are you going with this?
Or the absolute G that is Alex Simmons.
What?
What about the N and the K?
We'll work those out. Anyone else want to join? No. Do you know anyone who... what could that stand for?
A king.
A king? Joe can be the king.
Okay.
Or
King Joe.
And
king.
N is no one. So there we go.
That's very
good. Moving on.
Al, before we started this, when we're in here,
yeah,
we were talking and we feel like we've come up with a gimmick for you for your intro in the podcast.
We know
Why
you
do
love
I need
gimmicks.
A gimmick?
Everyone needs a gimmick. We've established that. How at no point have you not introduced yourself by going this?
That face says it all, doesn't it, really?
I must admit, I've never heard anybody play that song towards me ever before.
Oh, yeah, I assume you're being sarcastic.
Not even a long-lost pal.
No, not even a long-lost pal. So it's funny, because we were hiring for two people, now we're hiring for four.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
What have I done?
Well, that intro, that's what you did.
Really? Well, I happen to think you're all legends.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, cheers, we've mate. Been playing a little game called Apex Legends together.
Oh, nice.
How are you finding it, Dale?
I thought it was a bit intimidating at first,
okay,
but I'm starting to find my way with it. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
Yeah. If you don't know what Apex Legends is, by the way, it's another Battle Royale game.
It's not just another Battle Royale.
No.
Well, that's where I was going with this. So no Battle Royale game has really grabbed me before. Fortnite, I don't like the shooting. I'm not into building.
Yeah.
PUBG, I just don't think plays well.
Yeah.
I did enjoy Blackout for a bit, but I didn't play it a lot.
Mm.
I
but
really
for some
Blackout.
Reason... Yeah.
Right, I think because it's got Call of Duty's mechanics,
yeah,
it's obviously
it's
built on the foundation of a decent shooter. But so is Apex Legends.
I mean, that's what I think I love about Apex Legends is it has that little bit of Overwatch to it. And we all love a bit of Overwatch. And it's got that. And just the big thing for me is, A, the map isn't too big. And traversing around that map is actually enjoyable. The skids and the zip lining.
End up at the same bit.
Well, yeah.
Every single time.
It does feel like very familiar. Is that just because we're heading for the center, do you think? Or is that it's actually quite small?
I feel like we could do a meet and greet at the bridges within that map. We're there so often. And it's like, if you ever want to meet us, that's where we'll be. The bridges in Apex Legends.
I think, yeah. And especially that area, the verticality of the map.
The fact that there's no fall damage as well means like
I love that. Yeah.
It's brilliant. Like the verticality is great, and also there's a bunch of characters. There's those balloon zip lines that you can go up and just fly. You can fly around that place. Like it's really fun in that respect.
Yeah,
the sliding,
the skidding is good.
I mean, I've said on this podcast before how much I appreciate a good skid in a game,
and that is a good one.
It actually pisses me off now when I play other games and there's not a skid in there. What game are we playing? Oh, we're playing The Division.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But I was playing that and I was like, I want a skid. Let me skid.
Can't even
game.
Jump in that.
Yeah. And pinging.
Pinging is always good.
Contextual pinging.
It's got that Rainbow Six.
that would have been an exciting thing, but it really is.
I honestly think that is like the key thing for the game. That is the thing that makes it stand out for me.
Yeah.
Because although it's got a lot of good things going for it, it makes it truly, that's the truly unique thing it's got. Like I love in Siege, where you've got your marker. Like when we play Overwatch, I miss that immediately.
I agree.
But now this is like the contextualization of it. Like if you ping towards an armor, the character will say, there is some armor over here.
Level one, level two.
And that is essential for a game that you have to play in a squad as well. And I've been playing it a bit at home even with just random people. And it makes it actually viable to play in a squad because you don't need to voice chat with people I don't want to speak to, frankly.
Yeah,
you don't really like talking to us.
No, I'm not much of a talker. I mean, I shouldn't really be on podcast, should I really?
I mean,
I've been thinking that for a while, but hey.
When you think about it, actually, we do voice chat when we're playing it, but we're still, there's a guy over there. Where is he? I'll ping it. So you're just pinging anyway. So like that information is so good.
Yep. We should be better at compass use. That's what I've learned. We should do an orienteering course. Anyone want to go in the forests with me? Get lost?
I'm all right.
No, I'm all right. Tell you one thing I do miss, because obviously Titanfall is the inspirational that's within that universe.
Yeah.
I do miss the kind of the wall running and the sort of fluid motion of the characters.
There is a little bit of that though, isn't
a
there? When
bit.
You climb up walls, like if you press jump and then hold X, then you like wall run up the wall. Like you can get up quite high walls doing that as well. Like I've tried it on a few places.
Yeah. So I did see somewhere else that like in terms of introducing new characters, I wonder if that's going to be something like one of the characters, their skill is going to be.
Yeah.
Wall running or whatever it might
be. There does seem a big focus on traversal with a lot of the characters. Like there's I can't remember the names, but there's the one that looks like Chappie, the robot one, who has like the Widowmaker style grappling hook. Mm-hmm. But you can also do that to other people and grapple on
that's
people.
That's the Overwatch element, isn't it? That each character has abilities rather than when every other battle royale game, pretty much everyone's the same character, aren't they?
Yeah.
So these abilities, so I've been playing as Bangalore, who has...
You actually haven't tried anybody else, have you?
No, but I in games like this,
basic soldier,
not basic.
Well,
in games like this, I like to pick a character to get to know the game and stick with it until I feel like I know the game, rather than just play around willy nilly. And
we experiment.
And that's the way I play those games anyway, is just running around. So her passive ability is whenever she's under fire, she increases speed,
right?
And that suits the way I play, because I just run around like a madman and get killed. But
Have you found any of the ultimates like really useful yet? Because I'm struggling to like make
I
good
enjoy
use
it. So Bangalore's is an airstrike you can call in, but you have to throw it like a grenade. So there's a range on it.
Right.
And it takes a little bit of time to come down. So I've not killed anyone with it yet. Exactly, I've got a bit of damage.
They feel like they're not like on the Overwatch level of like you are going to change the game.
I feel like
doing
the one
this.
I might try next is the Wraith character, because her abilities actually seem genuinely
So she's
useful.
Got the like Symmetra style portal, but the problem is you have to you place it where you stand, and then your other one you have to stand in that point and place it. So you actually have to move between. I thought it'd be really cool if you could point and throw it, and say you're on the top of a mountain and you can point down below and throw it there. And if you're in trouble down there, you can zip back up to the mountain
but
really
you
quickly.
You could do that in theory. Can other people like can enemy characters go through your portal?
I think it's just your squad.
I suppose you could just jump down, place it.
And exactly, I think it's a good kind of get out of jail free card, because you think, because we're always like, is anybody in that building? So you place the portal some distance away and you go in, and then you can just drop it and then get out.
Yeah, it only lasts for 60 seconds though, but that's I suppose that's enough time to go and test it. She also has the like the disappear sort of warping ability as well, which so that's the character like, I've gravitated to right now, because it feels
you just love to disappear, not be seen.
But I feel like I always get caught in situations, because I'm quite like kick the doors open kind of guy, like just run in and boot the door, because I get impatient.
Yeah.
So it's very much like plays to me where I can get out of those situations.
You need an escape plan.
Yeah, exactly.
You always have a plan. That's what I like about you, Dale. It always comes down these games though, that element of luck of where you drop and what you pick up. Like the one time I found a sniper rifle in this game is the time we did well. And I'm not saying that's just down to me, but it's one time I did well anyway. And I'm just like, every time I'm just picking up shotguns, and I don't like playing with shotguns.
The shotgun feels largely useless unless you're in close combat.
I need a
rifle.
At
that point, you've usually got two of their mates with them as well.
Yeah.
And it's so intense. Like you don't have a moment to get
well,
a clean shot.
As soon as you've killed someone, you think, right, okay, let's focus. And then you're dead because the other two have swarmed on you.
You don't see many like people solo running around on their own, do you? It's always like the squad, and then you either take out the whole squad or the whole squad takes out you.
I'm enjoying it. I don't know if it has enough to it at the moment for me to carry on playing it for weeks, but but I'm enjoying it. At the
I do want to win. We've got we came number three, did we?
We came second, I think.
Oh,
did we?
Okay, we definitely came third once.
We haven't played that many games, to be fair.
No,
but yeah.
The thing I liked about
it, got to be better at shooting, really, haven't we?
It wasn't us, but when we attacked that building and they'd rigged it up with traps,
yeah,
I thought that was really smart.
Yeah, but you have to pay like £8 to get that character, or have played a lot.
Exactly, but like.
Someone shell out. We might win a game.
I mean, it is a free game.
You've got loads of money.
Have I?
Yes, you have. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I do want to keep playing it though. Like I was very like I thought the art style was, and I still think it's shite. And like the name is horrible as well. Yeah. So initially, when I first heard about it, I was like, this I'm not going to be interested. But the more we played, the more I'm getting into it, and I definitely want to stick with it for a bit.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's a very satisfying game.
What about Division 2?
Division 2. Another squad-based shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played quite a bit of the BT yesterday, didn't we? I never played the Division 1, but I always kind of wanted to, but it was back when I didn't really play. Never really played online, like, squad games together on voice chat until I joined here, and then, you know, now Overwatch is half my life, so I'm kind of in it.
Overwatch is half your life.
Well, yeah.
Overwatch and Spurs.
Yeah. It's a good time. I'm having a good time.
You'll look back at
what I always done. Yeah. What I did I always fancy it. And from the 2 hours I played of Division 2, I can see how it could get its claws in you with that loop of collecting loot.
I mean, that's absolutely it. Like, I remember equally when we played the Division, having similar thoughts to Apex Legends, thinking, I'm not going to stick with this, and ended up putting like ridiculous amount of hours in, like 100 odd hours into it, because of that endless loop of like, I just want to get my gear score a little bit better so I can
better gloves. Yeah. Oh, there's some knee pads. But you know, it's just that
I'm like very much driven in that, like the accomplishment and trying to get the next thing and stuff. And so the Division, like, it appeases that.
Like the fact that my armor score is slightly higher than yours, I can see you see things. Like,
I was a little bit annoyed. Yeah.
God damn it.
Overall, though, like, I played loads of Division. I don't think it's changed that much.
No, I don't think it's changed at all.
It's all new to me.
From the beta experience, anyway.
Yeah, it's visually, obviously, the world you're in, well, the city you're in, is different. And now there's three Dark Zones, although we haven't experienced Dark Zone yet. But outside of that, the loop feels identical.
Does it feel the same to you? I think the shooting feels okay. It's not, I mean, for a third-person shooter, it feels good to me.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
it's one of those ones where it probably does feel it is better, but because it's been so long since I played it, I remember it being the same.
Yeah,
there might be like
and
changes.
Especially going directly from Apex, because that gunplay is brilliant. I think any game's gonna, apart from maybe Call of Duty,
The other thing is obviously it depends on the weapon you've got. It depends on your skill set and everything. Like, because it's that. I remember when I first played the Division, I'd be shooting someone in the head 10 times and they're still standing, because it's that whole sort of ranking system, which still feels weird, again, like coming off the back of Apex, and especially something like Overwatch, where critical hits make a massive difference.
Yeah,
they make a bit of a difference in Division, but not that much. I found myself just kind of peppering the enemies as opposed to kind of trying to be methodical and accurate.
It's always going to be a problem with a game like that, isn't it? It doesn't make sense that this person's taking 9 bullets to the head and still running at me.
Yeah, I always used to have a big problem. I remember playing the Gears of War the first time I played that. I hated how much people bullets took. I wanted like Siege and like when you play GoldenEye and you put it on one shot kill sort of thing. That felt like what it is.
You just love
realistic.
A quick kill, don't you?
Well, it's really satisfying when you pop someone in the head with one shot and they die. Like, I don't think you can beat that satisfaction. But the Division's obviously about the loop and the RPG mechanics of the grind and stuff, so I get it.
I don't know if I want to play much more of the beta, because I do want to play the full game though. And
I think so.
I don't know if we've got much more of the beta to do, to be honest. It's quite I had a look, it's 2 main missions.
Yeah.
I think 5 side missions.
Okay. Well, we might as well do. We've only done 1 main mission, so we might as well do the second one.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, apparently you can still get to level 30 in it, which like, oh my God.
Does it transfer over?
I don't know.
It's a very good question.
I hope it does. If it does, then I'll play it for a little bit more, I think.
Of course you will.
Yeah, because it gives me the advantage on day one. Although everyone else
will
be doing it.
Does that mean you'll be level
30,
but still doing like level 4 missions when you start?
I think to get to level 30 would take you so long in that if you've got no... I suppose if you keep doing, you can keep doing the same missions.
Yeah, exactly.
But the XP level will be so low, like it's not worth it. Surely wait for more missions to come.
Unless you really like playing that same mission. But even the structure of that mission, it feels very much like the first game. I'd like to see some like reinvention. I know that they've talked a lot about endgame stuff, but you've got to get to that point to even experience that. So, you know, I want to kind of see what else, what's kind of fresh.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all the PvP, but who cares about that?
How does the setting of Washington excite you as a venue?
Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. It feels obviously like Division 1 was all New York and it's all mm-hmm. snowy. Yeah. So it's very samey. So this feels nicer. Yeah. Although you'd expect it to be nice and sunny. When we started playing it yesterday, it was just like endless fog.
It was very dark, couldn't see a thing. Yeah. Like to the point where it's like, let's just go back to base.
I can see a little red triangle above someone's head, so I'll probably shoot in that direction. Yeah. But I may kill a civilian.
Yeah.
Do you remember, who was that guy running it? Oh, there was someone with, I don't know, did he have a baton? I don't know. He was running us, shouting charge, like it was 1712 or something.
some of the NPCs are a bit mad. Like we've seen a lot of like glitching and stuff like that. Yeah. But then there's the ones that just like, they're in a big shootout and they've got, they're holding their guns like in a gangster style, like sideways running at you. Yeah. It's like, how is that efficient for battle?
Well, that's even like yesterday, Cardi, like, and you couldn't see it. You were obviously, in your mind, holding your gun, holding a rifle as you would, kind of shoulder height.
It looked right to me.
Like you're bowling around, like hip height, like a Gatling gun. It's just so weird.
Just too smooth.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
It's good and exciting. And I'm definitely going to get involved, but it doesn't feel like I'm a big enough step from the last one for me.
But is that, did you enjoy the last one so much that just more of the same you'd enjoy?
So I loved the last one until the point where I got to end game stuff and my gear score was like, I don't know, about 180 or something. And then anytime I try and matchmate with it, because none of my friends are playing anymore, so anytime I try and matchmate people, it'd be, they'd have a gear score of 220 and they'd immediately kick me out of the game because I was too low and I just couldn't play anymore. So it's like, I hated that.
It's
so
like the big kids kicking all this, out.
Yeah, basically all the stuff they've said about end game like sounds more exciting to me, so maybe I will stick with it.
I think that's it. It wouldn't be right to judge it on the beta. I think it gives an indication of more of the same. But I want to see the full game.
And your base of operations is the White House. So, do you know who else had a base of operations in the White House? Mr. Dick Cheney.
Oh, hello.
Last night I saw the film Vice.
How was
it? Has anyone else seen it?
No, I haven't. No.
I thought it was good, not great.
Okay.
It's from Adam McKay, whose last film was The Big Short.
Yes. Yep.
And it's got that similar sort of vibe, almost too similar.
Oh, really?
In a way that I feel like maybe should have done these a few years apart from each other.
Do they cut out to actors explaining
they
what's going on?
They do a bit of that. And in The Big Short, so the first time I saw The Big Short, it didn't click with me, but I've seen it twice since and I absolutely love it. I don't know what happened the first time I saw it.
I love that film. Yeah. I thought it was so good.
And similarly this time around, it has those little quippy bits and little cutaways and like plays these tricks on you, but it doesn't work as well just because, although obviously the financial crisis was a horrific thing.
Yeah.
there was some slightly redeemable characters in The Big Short who were kind of right all along and you could have a bit of fun with them. Like Christian Bale's character in The Big Short is a bit more eccentric.
But he was a dickhead as well.
He was still a dickhead, but at least he was right. He was slightly on the right
side of things.
I suppose
they were the two guys, I can't remember their names, but the ones that Brad Pitt.
The two young ones.
Yeah, the Brad Pitt mentors. Yeah, they were likeable.
Whereas there's hardly anyone redeemable in this film. And
oh, really?
They're still like funny moments with Dick Cheney. I don't want to laugh at him being funny because he's such a horrible man. And obviously Adam McKay is very good at making you feel angry. In The Big Short, I think it's very hard in the last half an hour of that film not to just build up rage at what's happening.
Yeah.
And there's a good probably half an hour section in this where they go through everything post 9/11 to what is now ISIS and you're like, this was all your fault.
Do you think they do a good enough job? Like, I don't know much about American politics and Dick Cheney, especially. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know much about the housing crisis and stuff as well. And I felt like The Big Short taught me loads of things. Do you feel like you learn a lot from it?
I think you do. Obviously, there's a lot of conversations in this that are undocumented.
Okay.
So there's a lot of... right at the start of the film, he says, this is a true story. Dick Cheney is the most secretive leader, because he basically was leader when George Bush was president in US history. And then the line just comes up, but we did our fucking best.
Yeah.
Right. So you'll get right from the start, you're like, okay, this is an interpretation of what happened. And it's probably fairly cock on.
Okay.
But he wasn't a very nice man, Dale.
But does it do a good job of
explaining?
But also making a dry subject matter. Because on paper, when me and my fiance were looking at seeing it last week, and we looked at it and she's like, that doesn't sound interesting at all. But The Big Short didn't sound that interesting either. Yeah. And I thought it was brilliant.
It's definitely interesting. And you will learn stuff if you don't know about what went on. And yeah, just I just felt angry and sad.
Is Christian Bale good in it?
He's exceptional in that film, yeah. And it does, he almost makes you, you never like Dick Cheney in the film, but a couple of times you're like, they do, he does this weird twisty thing of, so trying to almost make him redeemable, but obviously Adam McKay doesn't think he's a redeemable individual at all. But
yeah,
it's a tough one because, yeah, Christian Bale is exceptional, but playing an absolute monster.
Okay.
Like, did you see his Golden Globes acceptance speech where he basically thanks Satan. So he's thanking Dick Cheney for the role. And he's, Dick Cheney's still alive, which I didn't actually know. But there you go. It's worth seeing. Good, not great. Not as good as The Big Short, I thought.
Okay. How many Golden Cardies out of 10?
Golden Cardies out of 10. It's a solid 7.
There you go.
So it's definitely worth seeing.
How many of the Best Picture nominations have you seen?
I've not actually seen that many this year.
Yeah.
And like, my favourite films from the last 12 months aren't even nominated. So like Hereditary and First Man were probably my favourites and they weren't there. I still haven't seen The Favourite and I want to see that.
Yeah.
There's, I still haven't seen A Star Is Born.
Black Panther, I've seen that one.
Yeah. And I'm going to watch Roma this weekend, I think.
Yes, Roma. Yes, I've been looking at watching that because it's Netflix, isn't it? So yeah.
The older I get, the less I care about the Oscars.
Like, especially after last year. Was last year Shape of Water? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I did not like that film. I didn't think it was very good at all. And so I just feel a bit disconnected with how they think and how I think, really. So, yeah.
Do you feel that a lot?
What, in life?
Yeah.
With everybody. Yeah. Especially you, mate.
Really?
Just going on your own little way.
Why wouldn't you want to be on my page? Do you know what I've got on my page here, though?
Oh, a quiz. Say, you are the king of segues, to be fair.
I didn't even plan that one. The Never-Ending Search. Is it The Never-Ending Search?
Endless Search.
Don't even know the segment.
Is over.
It's not over. It's on hiatus. Because
Hiatus.
For one week. Just because, frankly, we've still got a lot of... Keep them coming, the quiz ideas. We've still got a lot in reserve.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to go and name them because, frankly, I didn't have the time to look at new concepts.
There's only three of us in the office this week.
Next week, it's just me.
Everyone enjoyed Go and Name Them last time. So here is a lovely little jingle for you.
Go on, name them. Time for Go on, name them. It's Go on, name them. Go on, name them.
And because everyone said I did such a good job explaining the rules last time.
Wait, who are these people? Oh, wait, sorry.
It's ironic.
Okay. I got you.
I'm just going to delegate this time. So here is Nick Knowles.
In a moment, I'm going to give the teams a list. Whichever team bids more will get to play. If they reach their target, they win the list. If they fail... their opponents win. The first to win
three
lists gets
my everlasting respect.
That seems simple, doesn't it?
So, if that wasn't clear enough,
the guys in the room didn't.
Yeah, I'm using it.
Okay.
It's done. It's done, Dale.
Has it been passed through the legal team?
Yeah. So, we've got five questions here, five topics.
Sorry, can you imagine sending that email to the legal team with a clip of Nick Knowles?
We've got five topics with a limited amount of answers for each. You guys have to bid off against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever bids the most has to have a go at it. If you fail, the other person gets the point. Al didn't play this last time.
Yeah, I didn't.
Are you familiar
with
it?
I am familiar with it.
So yeah, there's five. Best of five. But we'll do all five anyway because it's a bit of fun, isn't it? So the first one.
Yes.
First.
Who's going first?
First question.
Well, we bid, don't we?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Al, you can bid first, though.
All right.
In Overwatch,
there
is a list of 19 quick play and competitive maps.
Oh, for God's sake.
The arcade ones. So we're not including Eco Point or the Black Forest.
Right.
Or the, is it the Necropolis? I think so.
I don't know. I can barely remember any of them.
So once you play in quick.
The name of the maps
so
rather than the
Control,
location.
Assault and Hybrid maps, basically.
Yes, but like.
I need, the names of the map. There are 19. What's your opening bid?
Oh my god, this is tough. I should know all of them easily.
But I know the names of some of the locations, but I don't know if that's the map name.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because there's like, I know what you mean. They'll have the map and then they'll split it off in there's two variations.
I'm going to have to ask for your bid.
I will go, I'm going to play it safe and go five.
Five?
Do you know what? I don't even think I can
do five. You can't do five?
I honestly cannot think.
I thought this would be a high scorer.
Is the name of the overall maps and not the actual them breaking apart.
Wow. Maybe I play this game too much.
Yeah, I want to hear your five. Let's
five?
Do it. Go on, name them.
I was expecting like 10, 12 for this.
Numbani.
That is one.
Ilios.
That is another one.
Bastard, I don't like remember that one.
Watchpoint Gibraltar.
That is one.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, but no.
No. Oh.
What's the space one called? Luna.
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
There is a lot.
Oh, man, I'm such
a... I've got one in my mind, another one, but I can't. I'm struggling as well.
Junkertown.
That is one.
Bastard, yeah.
And needs one more. He needs one more.
My last one is... I can't even... What's the...
give Genji you limited one. Time.
Oh, that's one I think I can remember. I think that's the Genji one.
There's some that are just real places.
I've got... oh, yeah. Hey, don't give clues. Have you got it?
No.
You can't go for another one?
I'll
give you another 5 seconds.
All right.
Oh, it's good radio, this.
Yeah. I'm
oh, it's gone. Dale gets the point.
So,
do you want to try and...
Hannah Mora.
That's what he's going for. Are you having a go at naming some more? Is that what we're doing now?
Is it Temple? Is it just called Temple or something Temple?
There is Temple of Anubis.
Temple of Anubis, that is it. There's the other variation of that map as well, isn't there? The one that's the other side, isn't it?
Hmm?
Or like when you split them up, don't you? There's one where you... Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
Well, that's because like Ilios is... You've got multiple bits on Ilios, right?
Exactly. But it's one map.
Okay.
I'm blanking on any.
So you could have had Volskaya Industries.
Yes.
Lijiang Tower. Nepal.
Nepal.
Route 66.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Dorado.
God, feel rich.
Hollywood. King's Row.
King's Row.
Eichenwald. Oasis. Horizon Lunar Colony. You were close to that one.
Yeah.
Blizzard World, Rialto, and Busan.
That is ridiculous. You just know, I hate myself.
You just know Cooper and Joe are listening to this and fucking pulling their hair out.
I know.
Oh.
Well, I did that one when Joe's not here because I reckon Joe would get pretty much 19. I'd back him on that one. That's for you, Joe. I trust you. I have faith.
Good start.
So that's 1-0 to Dale.
Hello.
Is it a victory, though? That's the question.
Yes.
Okay. The next one. From the first Alien film, there are 7 human crew members on the Nostromo.
Okay.
All right.
How many, Dale, you get the opening bid?
There's
only 7, so I won't let you think for long.
I'm going to play safe, say 3.
And I want to clarify this, human members. I'm not including.
Not Jones.
No. I'm going to have your bid.
I know. Like, you know, this one of your favourite films. You're going 3.
Actually, Aliens is one of my favourite films. Alien. And I'm struggling. I've written down 2 so far and I'm struggling.
Okay. I've tried to do topics here that you both know fairly well.
What
okay?
happens if we both
it's the pressure.
Choose the same number?
No, you have to go higher.
I've said 3, so...
You have to go higher.
I'm going to let Dale go then.
He's going with 3.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, okay. Is he bluffed?
Right, Ripley.
Ripley does count.
And Lambert as well.
Oh, okay. I've got a different one.
Okay. Ash.
Ash, there we go. Did you have any more?
Dallas.
Yes,
Dallas.
Yeah, the captain.
Does anyone want to go for any more on that one?
Oh, my God. Who are the two guys? The one who wears the Hawaiian shirt. What's his name? Oh, my God.
Don't know.
Completely blanking.
You could have had Kane, Brett, and Parker.
Kane is an obvious one as well. And Parker, oh, my God.
Well, there we go.
Oh, well,
2-0 to Dale. Is the comeback on?
No.
Okay.
We need to have more confidence in this, don't we?
Here's a game you do. Well,
come on then. I thought I knew Overwatch, but yeah. That's...
Rainbow Six Siege.
Right.
Oh, here we
44
go.
Operators.
Oh, yes.
Not including recruit.
This is.
We're not
like,
including
you've
recruit.
Done this for him.
No, you play this game.
You've played way more than Overwatch than I have.
44 operators, not including the recruit. You
Why
can't
do you do
have
Overwatch
recruit.
Characters? I'd be good at that.
I'm not going to write
that.
I'm just going to go off the top.
Because I did maps.
Are you?
Al, you get the opening bid. 44. That's more than I thought off
that
the
is
top
a
of my head.
Fuck blade, isn't it?
I am going to go 8.
8. Opening bid of 8.
10.
10.
Go for it.
Okay.
He's going 10.
Right. Ash.
Yeah, there's a lot. I've looked down my list here.
Okay. Yep. Thermite.
Yep.
Smoke.
He is on that, yeah.
Yeah.
It goes over to 2 pages.
I'm letting you tick him before
don't look at my sheet.
Twitch.
She is a character. Yep, that's 4.
Sledge.
Sledge, that's 5.
Lion.
Lion is 6.
Thermite.
You've said thermite.
Okay, all right, okay. Alibi.
That's it, over.
What? No, that's not the rules. Alibi.
Alibi, yep.
Maestro.
What are we up to? Yeah.
We are up to 8. 2 more needed.
Okay.
Bandit.
Bandit.
And, wait, what's the... Oh, Doc.
Doc, there we go.
Is Helical Rook?
There is Rook.
Yeah, I was blanking if it was called Rook or not.
Rook is the one that would say...
I'll read through all the other ones you could have had. Thatcher, Montaigne, Glaz, Fuse, Blitz, IQ, Buck, Blackbeard, Capitao, Hibana, Jackal, Ying, Sevilla. Is it Dockerby or Dockaby? I never know.
I think.
There we go. Finker, Maverick, Nomad, Mute, Castle, Pulse, Rook, Capcan, Tachanka, Jaeger, Frost, Valkyrie, Kavera, Echo, Mira, I don't know.
Yeah.
Legion, Ela, or Ella, some people say. Visual, Clash, and Kaid.
Nice.
Right.
That's a lot, isn't it?
I'm sure we both could have absolutely done like 20 on that.
That is 3-0 to Dale, so he will win the match, but there's still time to save face.
I'm happy with that. I'm very proud of Dale. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Pixar.
I've heard of them.
Have made 20 films.
Have they?
Ooh, okay.
So this Dale, opening bid.
Pixar films are already out.
Yes.
How many?
They have to have been released.
How many have they made? Sorry?
20.
10.
It's gone half. That is 50%, I can confirm.
I'm going to go 11.
It's gone 11.
12.
It's gone 12.
Bad end. I'm going to go 13.
14.
Oh, this is a high bidder. 14 okay. from right. Dale.
They have to have been completed and released.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
That is 3.
Cars 1, 2, and they've made a third, right?
Are you saying
that? I mean,
a third?
I can say it even if it's wrong, it doesn't matter. Does
well, it does, yeah. If it's wrong, you're right. Okay. You can't say a wrong one.
Shit. Okay, so I'll say Cars 1 and 2, then definitely. Okay. Monsters Inc. and Monsters University.
Yes. Right.
How many were up to?
You are up to 7.
Finding Nemo and Finding Dory.
Yep. Yeah, so you're thinking through this well, doing them in groups. That's 9, isn't it? Ten, sorry. 9. Okay. 9.
Brave.
Brave is one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go for Brave there. That's an outside bet.
A Bug's Life.
Yep. That's 11.
How many more have I got to get?
You said 14, didn't you?
Yeah, shit. Okay, now I'm starting to draw a blank.
You need 3 more.
I've got at least 2 more.
So there was a spin-off of Cars called Airplanes, wasn't there? But does that count? Oh, shit. I don't know, because that was like a straight-to-DVD thing, wasn't it?
I mean, you have to give an answer.
I'll leave that one for now. Up.
Up is one. Two more needed.
Jesus, okay. Books, Lives, Toy Story.
Need another answer soon.
Oh,
come on.
I'm sure there's a very, very obvious one. Wall-E.
Wall-E.
One
more. I'm giving you 10 seconds for one more.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
5 seconds.
I'm going to say Cars 3. I'm going to take a gamble on it.
There is a Cars 3. He's nicked it.
Yes.
Oh. Right at the end.
There was Planes. It was just called Planes.
Oh, but no,
that was not a Pixar.
Is it not?
No.
Planes, Fire and Rescue?
No.
Not Pixar. God, I would have said that.
There you go. You could have had The Incredibles. And The Incredibles 2.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Yep.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
Coco and The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah. I would have never remembered The Good Dinosaur.
There you go.
That was terrible, that one.
But yeah. 4-0 to Dale. He's having a good time.
Whitewash.
One more question, because we're all having a good time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
I suppose the audience especially loving all the paper shuffling, I'm sure.
Oh, they love paper shuffling. Who doesn't love to hear that? Oh, it's amazing. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah.
There are 24 members of the Vanderlind gang.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Al gets the bid first.
3.
4.
5.
Do you know what? Have a go.
Have a go.
Because I'm struggling to remember them all.
Ooh.
Arthur.
Yes.
Dutch.
Yes.
John.
Yes, I will start. I will. Do I need surnames? No. We don't need them. We don't need surnames.
Karen.
Karen.
Oh, God. I should have gone for this. Why didn't I go for
one
this?
More? One
Sean.
More. Sean.
Yeah, nice.
There we go. Simple. Could have had Hosea, Susan, Leopold Strauss, Micah Bell, Simon Pearson, Bill Williamson, Javier Escuela, Lenny Summers, Charles Smith, Uncle, Tilly Jackson, Josiah Trelawney, Orville Swanson, Sadie Adler, Kieran Duffy, Abigail Roberts, Jack Marston, Molly O'Shea, and Mary Beth Gaskill.
There you go. It's crazy. Like when you say them, it sounds so easy, but the moment when you pause, you just panic.
The amount of time
you
spent with those
people
as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's 1-2 out there. So 4-1.
Dale.
Thank you.
There we go. There's no link between those, by the way, except that we enjoy all of those things.
Yeah.
What's better than having a good time?
Is it reading out feedback from listeners?
It was about to be that, but you've stolen my thunder once again.
I've got an email from Thomas Creke, or Creek, I'm not sure. Anyway, he says to his untrained American ears, always thought that Cardi sounds like Carl Pilkington in manner, accent, and inflection. Inspired by the last podcast about how Joe sounded like Joe Cornish, I thought I'd write and see if you guys agreed. For example, just out of one past podcast 440, Cyberpunk Skid Kids.
Great
what
name.
An amazing name.
It is Skids. It is
a
great skids. Name.
I do love
skids.
We talk about Skids.
There were two things that made him think of Carl. First, when Dels asks everyone, if you can have one extra body part, what would you have? And you say, I feel like I've kind of got it right. We've evolved. Can I maybe have a backup heart?
That is a proper Pilkington thing to say.
And then retelling the story of the guy who ran up to you guys at a restaurant to say hi, Cardi says, if anyone does that to me, I'll grab my pockets. What does that even mean?
I thought I'm being mugged.
He did not, I was there. He did not run up
I
in a
know,
menacing manner.
I know.
He ran up very politely and said, sorry, guys.
No, it's just things around. I'm a very jittery person. I kind of get
I think
that.
Intonation,
I don't have.
Absolutely.
Accent, no
maybe
way.
From American, yeah. I'm not from Manchester.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
His accent is very different.
Yeah.
But you do just sound depressed most of the time.
Yeah, but I'm really having a good time, aren't I?
I don't know. I can never tell.
Really?
Yeah.
This do you want
me
gimmick. To?
Give me your... Read out the next piece of feedback in the most enthusiastic voice.
I will do,
muster.
But it's actually Dale next.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah. I look forward to that. What a way to finish the podcast. This is Simon's most enthusiastic voice.
This is from Patrick England, which is a great name.
Dear patriotic, are you?
Pardon?
Patriotic.
Just a bold name, isn't it? Bold, strong. Anyway, dear IGN UK crew, I just thought I'd send you a nice knowledge nugget relating to something mentioned on this week's podcast. Sorry, that would be last week's podcast. You mentioned Danny Dyer discovering he is related to royalty, especially Edward III on Who Do You Think You Are? But you might like to know that geneticists have pointed out that almost every Briton is directly descended from Edward III.
Oh.
In fact, the probability is incredibly high, 99.999999%.
You always want to be the one that isn't, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So the incredibility is high. Everyone in Europe is directly descended from Charlemagne. If you go back far enough in anyone's family tree, you're bound to find royalty and plenty of it. As the show has many experts involved, they must have purposely made this seem rare to increase entertainment value.
Amazing. Just hearing about Charlemagne makes me think, have you ever seen the late Sir Christopher Lee's orchestral metal song called Charlemagne?
No. No.
Well, you're about to listen to it after this. It is incredible. It was a few years before he died, so he's very old. He just was part of this, and it's an incredible music video. You'll love it.
Okay.
Just this like 6-minute long orchestral metal song about Charlemagne.
Wow. Okay.
And he also had like metal Christmas songs as well.
I mean,
very
why
interesting
not? Why
man.
Not?
There you go.
Dracula That's and metal.
Yeah. Edward III, though, like...
Do you know about Edward that? III,
what?
Bill?
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that mean we're all related to Danny Dyer then? Oh. In some way?
Oh, that means we're all related as well. In some way.
Oh.
In some
way. I like to think of us as a family sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
The Manson family.
Yeah. Here we go. This is the moment. Everyone's been waiting
for. So here's a enthusiastic piece of feedback all the way from Tyler Stevens. He says, hi, beautiful people.
Oh, he knows me.
He's a big fan of the podcast, and because of it, he wants... Oh, this is him speaking now. I'm channeling Tyler Stevens. Big fan of the podcast, and because of it, I want to start listening to more podcasts.
Ooh.
What are your favourite ones, and why would you recommend it? Shoot me some recommendations, Dale. I want to hear them.
Is he looking for video game ones or general?
Bit of anything. What are you into?
I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts, so I don't know, that interests a lot of people.
If he likes wrestling, he's probably going to be into that, maybe.
Yeah, there's a Wrestling Observer website. It's a subscription site, so it's behind a paywall.
Ooh.
But they do a weekly episode where they go back and watch old episodes of Monday Night Raw and Nitro from 19 years ago. And that's always really good seeing.
Always 19 years ago?
Yeah, this week, 19 years ago.
Why?
Because they watch every week, like sequentially.
But
like,
why 19 years?
Because when they started doing the show, it was 19 years from when it started.
Right.
So they just went that back and did right. that. Because it was a thing in wrestling called the Monday Night Wars. So there was two shows on the same time on different channels.
Yeah.
And they would compete against each other for ratings.
Right.
So they're going back and like rediscovering that. Turns out there was a lot of horrible, offensive stuff said in the 90s. And it's quite weird hearing them listen back to it and talk about how liberally people used the word, like the F word and things like
that. Yeah, It's not a lot of good stuff there, is it?
I said not that F word, the other F word.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But it's quite interesting
though.
If you're into our podcast, if you're into last week's podcast and Joe's chat with Joe Cornish, then the Adam Buxton podcast is a similar sort of patter.
It's very good when Joe Cornish is on there.
Yeah.
Like, I find it's a little bit hit and miss in terms of other guests.
Yeah. I like it when Louis Theroux's on it.
Well, that's it. All of the gang that he used to do, like, who were stand-ins for the old XFM show or Six Music. So Louis Theroux, Garth Jennings, and the other guy who I can't remember his name.
Mm.
They're all good.
There's good ones with Paul Thomas Anderson and Johnny Greenwood as well. If you're a big fan of them, it's good.
Yeah. Bob Mortimer was good, actually.
Yeah, two-thirds of them are good. A third of them you could probably skip.
Yeah.
If you're into the person who's on it, then they're definitely worth listening to.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can still go back and listen to the old XFM and Six Music podcast with those guys.
I don't know.
I'm sure someone's archived them.
I never really did because I think I was a bit too young when they were.
They're really
coming up.
Good.
Yeah,
they're
I might go back. If you're into football, the Football Ramble's good.
Yeah. Also, if you listen to football, I'm like Pete Donaldson, he does a wrestling one as well. That's really good. It's called Wrestle Me. I really like that podcast.
Do you like wrestling, Dale?
It's come up once or twice, yeah.
If you're into the macabre, then the last podcast on the left take a humorous take on some of history's most horrific people. There's just a good three-parter on Joseph Mengele out, which has brightened up my week.
There's also
what happens to the enthusiasm? That's gone.
Yeah.
There's also another good football podcast. Is Quickly Kevin Willie Scores really good as well? Which is talks about 90s similar, football exclusively.
Similar to Adam Buxton, that can be hit or miss depending on who's on it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like it when there's not a guest sometimes, and they're just going through reading emails and cool stories about 90s footballers and all the things they got.
Do you listen to my podcast?
No, like Buxton is the only thing on occasion.
Have and
you
of course,
to the Bob Mortimer football one, Atletico Mets?
I have, yeah.
No,
It's good. It's definitely worth listening to if you like Bob Mortimer. It's mad. And you don't need to like football as well either. That's the good thing about it. It's more comedy than it is football. And obviously IGN have a load of other
Beyond,
podcasts.
Beyond, Nintendo Voice Chat,
Joe's
Unlocked.
Beyond this week.
Yeah.
Just to take Creeper Soul segment, you know, you got Beyond for PlayStation. You got NBC for Nintendo.
Yeah.
And you come here for whatever the hell we talk about.
Everything else.
And if you came here for Joe this week, then listen to Beyond and Nintendo Voice Chat.
He's
on
both.
Fix a Joe.
He's in California, is how I believe they say it.
Yeah.
They don't. Well, yeah, my enthusiasm has gone.
Come on, let's go out with a bang.
Let's go out with a bang. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to send more feedback, it's IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com. Did I get that right? I don't know if I did.
The problem is your face looks so pained because you're trying to muster enthusiasm.
IGN_UK feedback.
It's the pain of my face trying to pull a smile. It's not used to it. The unused muscles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's
I
go
hope
cheer
you enjoyed
up.
It. How are you going to cheer me up? Let's watch that. If you haven't watched it, watch Christopher Lee's Orchestral Metal.
Yeah.
That'll cheer you up.
And after that recommendation,
we've got to play either The Division or Apex Legends. What are we going with?
Bit of both, Dale. It's Friday.
Exactly. I'll play whatever you guys are not.
Okay. Right.
And on that note, bye.
See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.